of shenanigans and all of the topics and not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglen Community Radio.
ReglenRadio.com. Kia ora tatu. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Random Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday night, 7 o'clock, or 3 past 7 now. Wow, it's been a long labor weekend with very mixed weather and lots of art going on. I'm sure Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan, and I will talk a little bit about that later when we talk about our Reglen Rage segment. I got heaps of random music, as per usual. Start with a little bit of dancey stuff. This is Julieta and Sophie Tucker, Beach Break, and the Sophie Tucker remix. If you haven't gotten your boogie on that weekend, here's your chance.
Thank you. Sometimes it's hard to breathe when you've lost what you found. But the world just keeps turning, yeah, it just keeps burning. Sometimes it's hard to believe when your ship's going down.
Multi-instrumentalist and classically trained, originally from Joburg in South Africa, but he lives in Bristol now. And before that, we were listening to Julieta and Sophie Tucker from with Beach Break. Yeah, Sophie Tucker, I think I played them a few times, New York electro duo. And while I'm waiting for Neil to get here around 7:30 to spread some Raglan Rage and check out what our notice board has to give from the last 2 weeks, as we didn't do our show last week, I've collected a very big range of all sorts of music from my binging Netflix shows. and my Spotify suggestions, here's Lumina with Teardrop. It's a great cover.
Thank you.
Soul Rising with Rana. And yeah, Soul Rising is known for electronic soundscapes of some sort and blends electronic music with in an immersive environment, whatever that means, and creates an ambient beats. Okay, fair enough. Here it goes. Fusion of electronic, downtempo, and world influences. I wonder what world influences are. Anyhow, and before that was Lumina with Teardrop. Most of you probably know the song Teardrop from Massive Attack, which is a brilliant song, but I feel like whoever covers it, it always is a good song to hear. And while we're waiting for Neil to come in, some more tunes. This is Cameo Culture with How It Starts. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza on 98.1 Raglan Community Radio on a Monday.
Show me the chance, light in the world down.
Kaleida with Echo Saw You, which I'm pretty sure I heard during watching the show Heartstopper. I'm pretty sure that's where I got it from. Yeah, a German-British electro synth pop duo. And before that, Cameo Culture, How It Starts. And What You've All Been Waiting For is happening now.
Check anything, but here we go.
Here it is.
There it is indeed. Welcome, Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan.
Oh, yeah. Happy Labor.
Happy Day. Happy day to you too. How was your long weekend?
Kind of relaxing. Didn't do too much. A bit of gardening, a bit of chill.
None of the arts?
No.
None of the regular art weekend things? Because even I managed didn't. To do
two. I enjoyed them online. I did see a few pictures online.
Yeah.
But I was just busy just doing my own little thing my own little world, catching up with the family and stuff. And that's pretty much it, really.
I was meant to do that. And then great. I got pulled into other things.
And obviously preparing for tonight, Monday. Oh, it's always,
That is so much research, you know, and specifically since we didn't do our show last Monday,
it just
kind of just builds up, you know.
It really does. And, you know, we were saying a few weeks ago that everyone was so well behaved and so quiet and so peaceful.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, a long weekend happened where people have time to lose it and leave their rage on the regular notice board. But you also said you noticed that a few people take down their posts right after. So that's a good sign, right? Reflecting on, well, maybe that was a bit dumb. Maybe I need to spread that online.
And it's probably, hey, Auntie, your post, everyone's talking about it in town. Are they? I only check my phone once in a while. That post you did, please take it down.
Please take it down. You're embarrassing the whole family. Yeah.
You're not coming to Christmas.
Yeah, you are not invited. You're basically cut out from the family now.
Because of that post.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably what happens.
I think so, yeah.
So you should take screenshots next time and not just save it in your linky thing.
I think that's what we need to do. Or take a picture of it, a photograph.
Mm. A photograph.
Then it's definitely there. Get it developed.
Mm. Yeah, sitting here with developed pictures. Can you imagine?
The old days.
All right, what we have?
But we've got a few. We did miss one the other week that I just skimmed over.
Mm.
But obviously our key other researcher, Bexy. Picked us up on that.
Yeah, she did.
You know, when we had the debrief of the show, went through it, how it was sounding, and she said, what happened?
Yeah, she's like, you missed out on this really important piece.
And this one was a picture of what looked like a cactus cut off.
Yeah.
Why did someone butcher my cactus off? Are they going to sell it? Can it grow back? I can't believe it. And I can't actually believe it as well, actually.
Who would just walk past a house and cut off a cactus?
Well, let's find out what's happened
in
the comments.
It's like a cactus stem left now, yeah. It's a bit
weird. I've got one you can have. I've got one you can have. That's very nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very kind of you.
Neil,
is this funny?
Professional,
really?
Be professional. I know. This is a professional show, okay? Get it together, man.
Get it together. Happy Labor Day. Come on. I've got this one 3 years ago when we moved to Raglan, so I was sad to see it severed. I've been in the garden all weekend, and I get it. I get connections with plants. I really do. Someone came in and cut one of my trees down, and I'd be really annoyed.
Yeah, but a tree is not a cactus.
Or a
cactus.
It's
not a cactus in a little plant pot.
Actually, when I was in my teens, me and my mate might have said this on the Raglan radio show over the last decade, but he had this cacti in his, so he's a bit older than us. He was like 10 years old. We were kind of 16.
Uh-huh.
He had a cactus in his flat, had a balloon on it next to it, and it had the word temptation. And so we popped it.
Nice, yeah.
And so he woke up in the middle of the night really, really annoyed
that
we had popped his balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke us up in the middle of the night to ask us what.
What the F happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. See, this is what that person
We just thought, hey, it's just like a balloon on a cactus. But no, he had that for a long time there.
Do you think the person who stole, there's a few questions here. Did the person cut the cactus because they wanted a cactus? Did they think it was the San Pedro's, you know, where you can do other things with and get high off? I mean, why would you just cut it off? It's just a bit of a mystery.
I do not know, but seriously, laugh.
Good comment,
laugh. Cactus with a cactus picture. Ha, 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 ha. That's hilarious, man. People out here stealing plants, picture of a plant, just grow your own, LOL.
There's a lot of
That's good. I like the pictures.
Yeah.
When I learned to read at school, we had those little pictures, remember?
Yeah.
Remember when we went to school together?
Remember when we went to school back in the
in
day?
In different decades?
Yeah. Different countries.
This is what's grown back so far. There's a little picture there.
Oh, there's an update on the cactus.
There is a bit of an update. That's pretty neat,
that's
isn't it?
That's grown
that
fast.
That is cool.
That's just like, what, 3 weeks now? Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's actually growing back. Well, that's good. That is exciting stuff to see. Mm. Another comment. Someone can't afford their meth. Standard and parts society in New Zealand is sadly dropping to all-time lows. We're just talking about the cactus that got snapped in half.
Here in Raglan.
Here in
There's
Raglan.
There's a cactus thief
Someone else said
it will
grow back,
run.
But it's too sad.
It's still sad, sad news.
It looks like it's a San Pedro cactus, as you were saying before.
Knew it.
If you cut and take the wax film off outside the cactus, then you scrape a quarter inch of the dark green cactus.
Wow, there's your
We won't go on with this because there could be younger adults listening to this, and we do not want them to repeat of last Christmas.
But
do
there's
we?
A whole. Is there a whole description of how you get? I mean, you
yeah,
can Google
it.
Yeah,
it is. I can
it's pretty easy.
It.
Yeah, I can wow. screenshot and send it to you. Look at that.
But yeah, it's about boiling and
a full on description.
It's like a tea.
On how to get high on cactus. Okay, fair
so
enough.
So informative, isn't it?
So informative.
Clowns take it for drugs. It's better if you keep it around the back if possible. Yes, it will grow back.
I how cannot rude. Believe that a cactus has so much traction on the regular notice board. Wow.
It's a big thing, you know.
It's crazy. All right, I'm all cactused out. Shall we move on to another post?
And then just a comment from Bexy. And,
oh, yeah. Did she commented?
Bexy, just Neil Tolan, Riza.
Oh, yeah. We were just tagged as in like, this is news, guys. This is important. Yeah. Yeah, she was waiting for that.
She was waiting. So that was the cactus update. And we'd like to see some updates, actually, how that's going.
Yeah. Please send us updates of things. Tag us on the notice board if there's anything that you think we need to dissect and analyze during Rendezvous with Reza on Monday.
Yes. Now, we've talked about this issue before, this situation before, but who decided to close the airfield access to the centre of the estuary again? We all have to walk the long way around to the beach. All good if you are young and fit, but when you're getting a bit long in the tooth, it's a mission. It's been there for over 80 years, unfenced. Why now? And decide to close off to the public. Why now?
Well, it's an ongoing issue with Council Hay. Because it's a running airfield, so it's a safety issue with a fence. And people running across it is just considered a danger, I guess.
It is a...
It's
a controversy.
Such a controversial issue. Everybody has an opinion. I honestly don't care about any of those opinions. I'm kind of like, whatever.
So you don't take offense?
I don't take offense, no. That's a good one.
That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, How long did that take you to come up with it?
Quite a while. I try to gatekeep a lot of my jokes.
Yeah, fair enough. Swish. You just got a swish there.
I got us. I'll go cut it. My grandfather flew me into our airfield tons of times in the school holidays. Was always careful around pedestrians. Although they were never dumb enough to walk out in front of a landing Cessna.
See, but that's the problem. That could actually happen without the, fence.
Look forward to that chop. Erosion, you bet, but it's wear and human tear. Just be aware. Be safe.
Nice. A little bit of rhyming.
Can't think of anyone being wiped out by a landing plane right now. Council, get dumber and dumber. Pity they waste taxpayers' money and stuff not important.
Yeah, that's the general opinion. Yep.
Is there a scooter available? Bugger off, you.
Could have a few lime scooters standing in front of the airfield to chauffeur you around.
Yeah. Once you get to the sand, it could be a bit tricky, but
yeah,
you just dump it, I guess.
Yeah, you just leave it.
Don't listen to community. Waste a whole lot of money and resources. Finally, listen to the community, then go ahead and don't listen to the community again.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
Good one, WDC. You know me. Didn't say that you know me. I just ran that.
Oh, my.
I'm lucky to be supple enough to climb over by a post, but it's really annoying. How dim do you have to be told to look out for planes when crossing an airstrip?
Well, that's the problem. People are pretty dumb sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I remember a situation where there was a NOTAM because there was something happening on the airfield and people were setting up and there were still airplanes landing, you know, yeah. And that was pretty dangerous. So yeah, people on there when there's airplanes. It's just not good. What can I say? Just not reasonable.
The old airstrip.
Mm.
Get some good comments.
I just really hope it would just be returned faster. The Crown's just taking forever to return that, so WDC doesn't have to worry about it anymore. Because they'd be quite happy not to, right?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
give a shit. They don't want the fucking airfield.
Thanks, everyone, for responding.
Yeah.
It looks like no one is for the fence, so how does it get approved? Don't we have a say?
No, it's a health and safety issue, and they got a say. It's like the air aviation, whatever they're called. They kind of do a assessment, risk assessment, and then they decide. And
yeah,
then you kind of have to
there's
follow.
There's a lot of good comments in there, eh? There's a lot of stuff.
So much reasons of why.
And another comment with the rate of erosion there might not be an airstrip in a few years.
Very true.
We'll have to go back to helicopters.
Yeah, true. Oh, well.
So,
LOL.
As if it's a main airport runway. Surely people won't cross if a plane's landing.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I've seen that happening.
Snip, snip is what I call a common day.
Snip, snip. Let me see. Literally just snip, snip. Yeah. Cool. I mean, that's what people have done in the past, right? It's been a lot of snipping.
Snippity, snip, snip. Snip.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a big...
How many comments did that one get?
It's got quite a few, to be honest. There's quite a few.
Yeah.
The fence was built in December 2022. The reason we were constantly told by WDC, that's Waikato District Council for those interested, specifically keeping pedestrians off the airstrip, even though no accident between people and planes has occurred ever in over 70 years.
Mm.
Do you think there was one back in the
1950s? I think there were what you call a miss. Like, a near miss. So, not actual accidents, but there were a few near misses, I think. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, we could go on, but
no,
you can.
We could
you
not.
Can,
we
you
should
can
not.
See that in the archives
so
of the Raglan Notice Board.
So over the airfield, honestly. And because, yeah, I just need to mix this up with some tunes.
Yeah, people are.
Here's Scott Ford with The Beast. Some beats.
You want the nip and the beat, sicker than the beat, sicker than the beat, sicker than the beat.
Electronic beats for you from Gottford with The Beast. How did you like that one, Neil?
That was nice. I liked that.
Right? Good tune.
Be a good little summer tune as you're cruising down Bow Street.
Yeah.
In your convertible.
Yeah, because we only drive
bike, convertibles. Convertible bike. Is it cool?
You're back here on 98.1 Regan Community Radio. This is Random Rendezvous with Reza. I'm rendezvousing with Neil like every Monday, and we talk about the newest gossip, Raglan Rage, what our gossip board, Raglan Notice Board, has to offer.
And you have been offering some goodness.
Goodness.
Including this very own Raglan Community Radio Station.
Yeah.
Have your say on traffic lights at the One Lane Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
The council is considering a 200K, that means thousands, trial to install traffic lights at the One Lane Bridge as part of the Waikato District Council's long-term plan. Find out more. And there's a link there to make submissions.
Yeah.
Because your voice does matter.
And then, as per always, nobody makes those submissions but posts ridiculous, endless comments in the hundreds under that post. Is probably what's happening. Yeah.
Don't waste money on lights. Put the money towards the bridge or at least a safety rail for children. If you look at how they built Rangatahi Bridge, how is one-way bridge even legal now? I agree. Well said. Probably the rail, safety rail could be good because I have, you know, you bike over that, you think, man, if I do fall off that, I'm in that lane.
Really? You feel that way?
Sometimes. On the one, really? Depends what time of night it is.
But it's high enough.
Yeah. But, you know, if you get a few people on there.
What do you mean? A few people on the bike? Oh, no.
A few people coming different ways. Possibly. I'm just thinking.
See, I don't see that problem. I also don't ever. So here's the thing. Even when Soundsplash is in town and the traffic on the one-way bridge is a bit more regulated and a bit more congested, even then you're not waiting more than a minute or two. It's not that crazy.
It is quite nice to sit there and just look out.
It's not that ridiculous. It's kind of, I find it all right that, you know, wait for a few cars to pass and then you go, I've never thought it's an issue, but then I think a lot of things aren't an issue where other people have major issues. It's just life.
It's a lot of money. You could do a lot of cool things with that and just.
And I mean, building another proper bridge, I think it's not like it wasn't budgeted for, but it takes 20 or 30 years to actually accumulate that money because it's in the millions to build a two-way bridge. So it's not that easy. And the traffic lights, I don't know if they solve a problem, to be honest, but I'm sure.
As a newbie to Raglan, living in the south side of the bridge, we love the one-way bridge most of the year. The respect and courtesy is amazing. Really only a problem on public holidays. Pay a couple of people with stop-go signs. More important issues for the council is sewage control.
Hmm.
It is quite nice when you wave out and you wait for people and, you know, get that flow going, a few cars go. And
it's funny because I noticed when I first got here, 7-8 years ago, it was a very normal thing to always wave and, you know, thank people for waiting. And I somehow feel like that decreased, like it's not happening that often anymore. Okay. Like some people, or the people that don't do it, I'm like, you don't live here.
Yeah.
That's what I immediately think. Like, do you don't know how to do this. You need to wave and say thank you. Yeah. I even flash when it's dark.
Do you?
Yeah.
What you time know? Night is that?
I mean, you know what I mean when I say flash.
Oh, gotcha.
Not that flash, okay, the other one.
I was thinking, no. What is going on in that bridge?
What do you call the lighty thing?
Blinkers? Yeah, probably
a
flash.
It
flash.
Is a
flash. But movies say flash. I normally
flash
my lights.
Flash the lights.
Yeah.
Not my body. Yo.
The only option is a two-lane bridge. The rates from Rangatahi are flowing in. Sounds like another sidestep from responsibility. Just saying.
Oh, gosh. Okay, sure.
So the bridge, double bridge. Let's go triple. Here's a good one. I got my STMS ticket, stop go signs, and four employees ready to go. Not only will we help guide the traffic, but we will also make sure the mana waves are pumping with a smile, keeping Whangaroa vibe alive.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, the wave.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you got to do. Hey,
setting the record.
Money. Put the money into something fun, new for our kids to enjoy instead.
Like what?
A massive event. 200K, just dump it on that
event. Yeah, exactly. That'd be great. It's funny when people are like, don't do this, don't do that. Maybe do something different, but then no suggestion. Do something different with that money. Okay. Put your submission in. Like, don't just
Facebook comment.
Yes, do the proper, go through the proper channels.
I'm sure we can do a paper mache bridge a lot cheaper.
Paper mache bridge. Yeah, let the kids do it. You know, a little bit of engineering, a little bit of arts, kind of combines it all. Yeah, it'd be good.
So if you want to read more about that, you know, jump on the posts. And if you do want to have a say about that bridge,
yeah,
then have your say.
On the actual link that is provided on the notice board. What else, Neil? What else?
All right. We're diving deep.
Are you?
To the lady in the blue SUV helping herself to my pig scraps for her chickens.
Oh.
From the back of the Indian takeaway, ask first or let the missus loose on you. Or let the missus loose on you.
Wow. There's so many things wrong
there's
with that.
There's a
poem.
Threat.
Yeah. There's a lot of issues.
That would solve
in that
crime,
one.
Eh?
Yeah.
What did she take? Some lettuce leaves? OMG, things are changing in fine order. But okay, lady, you all accept these people and their city ideas, and so gone are the old times. Now you just have to ask. You can no longer turn up with a cake or bread and paybacks later on.
What?
Ask
is
or grow
going
your own chicken
on
food.
On this comment.
It's probably my bad reading as well. Didn't help the situation.
Yo.
I was born and raised here 41 years now, and she's tipping it everywhere. We're on the ground as I'm cleaning it up. It's not my business, just scraps, lol.
Okay. I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, that's definitely not right. Be nice to ask. First in, first serve. I say go hard. You have pigs at the back of the Indian takeaway? No,
see, that's what
but
I
take away the scraps.
I was like, what is going on that post?
Yeah, times are tough. We have the same problem with some shops. We clear their waste kai for animals and people get in there and steal kai. They don't realize we have a long-term arrangement to clear the waste kai. The bakeries are the worst. I'm sure people take the waste kai to eat for themselves.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's called dumpster diving.
And if you, who cares?
If you just go into the bins and take, you know, I don't know, fruit, veg, or whatever's in there and take it home because it's trash. So Might as well take it, right? Nothing wrong with that, I'd say. I don't know.
Nothing wrong with it. And that's the nice little picture of the poster.
Oh, I think that one pig is trying to jump over the other pig. It's trying to, you know, jump across the
leapfrog.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Leapfrog. Yeah.
Well, that's some
interesting stuff happening.
Interesting stuff. All painting a picture for us of the notice board.
Yeah. Great. Let's do some music, and then maybe we give it one or two more posts after this next song. See what we
You can only take so much.
You can only take so much. Here's Nana Fofi with Selling Dreams.
I am stuck in Inaya, and I've been looking for ways to ignore it. God knows I've been trying. Feel like I'm losing my mind, oh nah, nah. I wish it could be different. And now I'm sitting at church with a shattered heart, and you won't even listen, nah. Thinking something wrong with me. You don't even want to fight for me.
Dreams. I mean, that's what we're doing here, right, Neil?
We're selling dreams. Very cheap.
On what Raglan is like. Because we give people an insight on Raglan life.
Because you might be listening to this going, yeah, that's the kind of place I want to move to.
Yeah. And my friends in Berlin who listen to the show, or even my parents are listening right now, they're sometimes like, oh, we know everything so about Raglan. Yeah. We know what's happening. We know who's doing what and where and when.
It's really special. And I think we're bringing an aspect that doesn't always get covered throughout the media.
Which is rage.
For instance.
Bring
just a bit of clarity on the wheel clamping that this person commented on at SuperValue. The signs are stating 30 minutes parking. The idea is for customers to park and shop. It is aimed at those who park for convenience, then whip over the road to do other things like coffee, down to the pub for a quick drink taking longer than 30 minutes, and not to mention avoiding the meter made man, leaving those who wish to shop unable to park, for all surrounding parks are taken. The worst was at night, when town gets full of visitors would park their vehicles in there and staff needed to lock the gates. Not meaning to buzzkill, just an insight as to why they might be enforcing it again. Wheel clamping.
I don't think I've ever seen a wheel clamp here.
Well, welcome.
I'm pretty sure they talk about SuperValue, the car park, where they have to close the gates, hey?
Yeah,
but that's just a bit dumb if you park there after 9 o'clock, because you know that's
going
to be
locked. I mean, I have been guilty of going there, buying something, but then nipping across the road.
Go somewhere else, do some, me too.
And then,
sure.
So what they're saying is 30 minutes.
Don't do it.
You've got 30 minutes.
Yeah. What if, yeah, because I've even sometimes parked, maybe not inside the thingy,
yeah,
but in front, and then just done something different and not gotten the super value.
I think that's fine.
Is it?
There is a time limit on there, but I think you got a bit more time.
Because I feel like it shouldn't be about the time. It should be about your shopping at that place. And if you're not, that even 5 minutes, you're not supposed to park there, mate.
Do not park there.
Ever.
Unless you're in the store.
Yeah.
Shopping.
For
buying bits
shoppers only. Oh, well. That was a good reminder. Thanks. What's his name?
That was,
I think it's a man.
Tom.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Good reminder. Your car will get wheel clamped.
And, you know, a few comments there. Some people like it, some people don't. But I guess if you, right, then if you go to, you want to go to the supermarket and there's no parks there because everyone's up the road, then.
Then what?
Then you get annoyed personally. I get annoyed.
Of course. As you should.
Yeah.
As you should get annoyed about
that. Why is there no parks here? And you go in there and the shop's empty.
Yeah. You're like, where's everybody?
Where's everybody hanging out?
Nobody's shopping here.
Are they all in the wine chiller?
Sweet. We got time for maybe one or two quick ones.
Let's do a nice little positive one.
Oh yeah, good rage.
Have to say, the new chip seal on the roadworks side to Hamilton was left super tidy. After the last few years of everyone dealing with stone chip windows, etc., big thanks to the crew and their hard work.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, isn't it?
That's,
I did notice that, actually.
Going to Wakakotahi, I guess, or Downers, or whoever is working.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
Not many stones flipping up. And
no, that's true.
The windscreen guys will be a bit disappointed, yeah, of, you know.
Yeah,
that's
no,
how they
money
make their money.
Mm. Yeah, it happened to me once, and then I immediately got a insurance on windscreen, and then it never happened again, obviously.
Yeah, it is nice when you get a new windscreen.
Yeah.
Nice and clean.
Yeah, mine was out of it. Crappy. It's a crappy one, but it's fine. Yeah, well, that's good. People thanking people for doing things and not just complaining.
Yeah, and so a rage. You can be raging.
Yeah, for something good.
For something positive.
Yeah. Like a like raging chips enthusiast, you, yeah, know, about something. Yeah, I would love to hear that. Pretty sure we're going to hear a few more things after this long labor weekend.
Yeah, it's going to come out.
Week, people are going to, you know.
Probably. I'd say they'll be, do you think they'll be complaining about the people in town? Can't get a park.
Yeah, yeah, that could be a thing. What else? Maybe trash. People
petrol
leaving
stations
things,
putting their prices up because everyone's in town.
Yeah,
possibly. I don't know. I'm just saying
something. Airbnbs.
I'm not saying that's a fact or anything. I'm just saying that could be a,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, who knows? I would just complain about too many people out at the surf because I don't like it. But you know, can't change it either. What
can can't change it.
No.
You can try.
It's just what it is. Sweet, that was our Raglan Rage segment for this week.
Thank you everyone for contributing.
Thanks for contributing.
With your wise words.
Thanks for coming, Neil. Yeah, as per usual, we didn't check much, but we did so much research in general for the last 2 weeks. So well done, Neil.
No worries at all. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
and
for having me.
I'll see you next week.
We will indeed.
For some more rage. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza on 98.1 Raglan Community Radio for maybe another 25-ish minutes. Here's Amelie Paul with Beyond Reason.
Today I feel down. despite all the love around. Though self doubts make me worry about life and you and me. Take a long breath in, wake up to the sun. Say I will be there tomorrow, but I know that I don't know. I'm tearing down the fence, fight those monsters and then I be leaving for my journey I always wanted to attend. And we fade for any reason, beyond reason.
Desde que mundo é mundo, mal que te cura com mal. Amavo hoje am tuja, mal te cura com mal.
That was Branco and Ela with Nafé, a Portuguese DJ and a Portuguese singer-songwriter. And before that was, sorry, I just got a bit lazy and let the songs play through. Before was David Douglas with Golden Days, a music producer. And before that, Amelie Paul, which is what I don't know, a German music duo from Berlin. Yeah, really cozy tunes here. Got a few more for you on this Monday show with Rendezvous with Reza. Yeah, probably going to shut it down at 8:30. So here is Cave Town and Ola Gartland with Fall in Love with a Girl. I'm also pretty sure I saw that. Heard that
you
song
can force
Stopper.
Him to love you.
It's pretty cute.
He can't expect you to be alright with all the bullshit he gives you. You wake up drenched in mosquito bites. But if you fall in love with a girl, she'll make you feel like the world is on your shoulder when she'll understand. That boy, let him go. Lights are on, but no one's hot on. Enough's enough. Find your pearl and fall in.
you fall in love with a girl. She makes you feel like the world is on your shoulder when you're over your head. She'll love you carefully, drawing letters on the beach, and you finally found a place where you don't have to pretend. That boy, let him go. Lights are
Cave Town and Orla Gartland with Fall in Love with a Girl. Yeah, that was definitely from the show Heartstoppers that I have binged over the last couple weeks. I think there's a new season coming, so fingers crossed that's coming out soon. And here is a funny tune that I heard actually on my flight to and from Christchurch last week. I was like, oh, this is a cool little tune. What is that? Well, it turns out it's Tiki Tani. Why wouldn't it be? With TPO, TTZ, Azza, and that's yeah. What a Day.
When the sun goes down and the vibes turn up, take a look around, cause we won't stop. Just another day and another week, taking all my pain, probably get no sleep. When the trouble comes and the trouble goes, like a setting sun,
Let your troubles fade.
Tiki Tane, Tipo, TTZ, and Aza with What a Day. As I listened to that on my flight from Christchurch back home, I was like, ooh, I like that tune. And we're at the end of the show. That was Raglan Radio for you, 98.1. And you were listening to Rendezvous Reza. I'm Reza. And so we will listen again next Monday, if nothing else happens. Have a lovely night. Our last song is Grand Voyage with Buddy. And see you soon. Kakite. Random.
I see sinners in a church.
Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics.
Devil's a liar.
And not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m. ish and 8:30 p.m. ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replayed Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza.
Your introversion at you.
RaglanRadio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey.